FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramokgopa says the outage at Unit 6 at the Matla Power Station in Mpumalanga will not lead to load shedding. A transformer exploded yesterday, leaving 9 workers hurt. Ramokgopa visited the power plant today.
Unit 6 has been taken out of operation, and also as a precautionary measure, Unit 5 has also been taken out of operation until the teams are satisfied that it is safe to return Unit 5 back to service. Has made it possible that even with the kind of incident that we are experiencing now, we have not been called upon to initiate any form of load shedding.
A woman who tried to kill her boyfriend in an acid attack 2 years ago has been handed a 10-year jail sentence. Authorities say Letiwe Mthimkhulu visited Phakamani Sibiya at his home in Magwaveni in Tongaat and offered him a substance to drink. She apparently convinced him it was holy water to cleanse the colon. Sibiya later complained of stomach pains and asked to be taken to the clinic. Mthimkhulu took his phone, saying she will arrange a car. Sibiya and Mthimkhulu were picked up, but the accused apparently directed the driver to pass the clinic and instead go pick up another man. They all returned to the victim's house, where he was attacked again. Here's the KZN NPA's Natasha Kara.
Later on, and in furtherance of the offence, Mthimkhulu and an assailant forced Sibiya to drink the acid, also poured the acid on the left side of Sibiya's head. In addition to the 10-year sentence, Mthimkhulu was declared unfit to possess a firearm.
Sibiya was left locked inside his house. He was later taken to hospital by a friend. In a court statement, he said the attack changed his life and he lost his left ear. ANC Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the party's NEC is yet to meet with the SACP's leadership on its decision to contest the 2026 local government elections. The South African Communist Party says its decision is based on their unhappiness over the inclusion of the DA in the government of national unity. Mashatile told the SACP's National Congress in Boksburg that the NEC respects the decision.
If the SACP is going to contest separately, what does it mean for the alliance? But all we know is that the alliance must not break.
And thousands of people have joined rallies in cities across Syria to celebrate during the first Friday prayers since the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad. More than half a century of the Assad clan's rule came to a sudden end on Sunday after a lightning rebel offensive. Assad fled Syria, capping nearly 14 years of war that killed more than 500,000 people and displaced millions more. Abu Mohammed al-Jolani, the head of the group that spearheaded the offensive, called on Syrians to go to the streets to, quote, express their joy today to mark the victory of the blessed revolution, unquote. Interim Prime Minister Mohammed al-Bashir addressed a large congregation at Damascus's landmark Umayyad Mosque this afternoon. Durban 25 tomorrow, Richards Bay also a high of 25, Pietermaritzburg 20. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.